WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump announcing the U.S. will create a new missile defense system called the Golden Dome. The ground and space intercepting plans would protect against Russian and Chinese ICBMs and hypersonic missile capabilities. ABC's Louis Martinez is at the Pentagon.
One of the things that we did get here, we got the price range, $175 billion. We had not heard that. We had heard tens of billions. This was also going to focus on Russia and China. That is the threat, long-range missile systems that can reach the United States. We know they can do that. They've been able to do that now for 60 years. It's more about the numbers. It's about how they could overwhelm any existing system that the United States has.
Italy's prime minister confirming reports that the Vatican is open to hosting future peace talks between Russia and Ukraine to end the war. Georgia Meloni says she spoke to Pope Leo yesterday. And another round of volatile storms targeting the South and Midwest states tonight. Many hard-hit areas in the crosshairs once again. This is ABC News.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Cellcom customers can now send text messages and make Cellcom to Cellcom voice calls. The company's social media update yesterday said, quote, "We're making gains every day and we're on the 5-yard line." The voice and text outage for Cellcom started Wednesday night around 9 p.m. The company does not give an estimate when service will be fully restored and back to normal. Half a dozen community members spoke at the Green Bay Area Public School District Board meeting last night, expressing concerns on how the district handled questions regarding the residency of former board member Koo Lee. The main point of contention was that an election was held in April of 2025, which could have elected someone to fill the remainder of Lee's term if the board had asked him to resign when the issue first came about in March. Spring election candidate Katie Gentry.
Over 15,000 people would have liked me to have been sitting in one of those places. And considering how things went, I believe perhaps I should be.
District legal counsel Melissa Teal Collar told the board members that if Lee had resigned in March when the allegations first appeared, the state law would still have required the board to appoint a replacement for Lee.
So whether the vacancy occurred in March or after that April election, the same process would have applied. The board would be required pursuant to the law to appoint within 60 days. That person would serve until April of 2026 and then have to rerun again.
Applications to fill the seat vacated by Lee will be accepted starting at 5 p.m. today through June 3rd. The school board will then screen applicants on June 9th and interview and choose a new board member on June 16th. That new board member will begin serving in July. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
It's the Brewers and Baltimore. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Orioles for game two of their three-game series. The crew winning 5-4 last night, thanks to an RBI single from William Contreras, who despite a fractured middle finger on his left hand, had four hits in the game, tying a career high. Pat Murphy.
Hitters don't use their baby fingers that much. They might be on the bat, but these are the two fingers on each hand you hit with. So the pressure of that when you turn the bat over too soon or hit it off the end, the vibration on that is tough.
NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo scheduled to meet with the Bucks about his future with the team. His older brother, Thanasis, says he's been cleared to play again after suffering that torn Achilles last year. Former Badgers John Tanjay, one of the top five scorers during drills at the NBA Combine in Chicago.
You know, to see myself near the top of that leaderboard was pretty amazing. It was kind of surprising. I thought I didn't shoot it too well just because I want to make every single shot.
That's Wisconsin's John Tanjay with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, areas of rain and lows falling down to the low 40s. For tomorrow, more clouds, showers gradually diminishing but staying breezy, high mid 50s. Sunshine returns for Thursday and Friday and warmer, highs low 60s. It's 46 right now.
The Maggie Don Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people can be seized without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Don Show. Weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show.
Child care is in crisis in Wisconsin. This week, I talked with the Sheboygan Four about how access to quality, affordable child care affects every single one of us.
Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 on WGBW and WISS. From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once tore his ACL playing chess, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Let's do this. We're doing it either way, whether we're ready or not. It is time, overture, start the lights, whatever the phrase is. We are on the air, ready to do Nightlight and hopefully help you light it up a little bit tonight. And hopefully, I don't know, hopefully make you laugh a little bit so you warm up. It's a cold, crummy day here in the state of Wisconsin. I'm not sure summer will ever get here. Not that it should be here yet, but it's been a pretty sucky spring for the most part and very wet out and just kind of gross. So hopefully we can have a few laughs tonight. Talk about cigars, some comedy, lots going on. We got a jam-packed show here for you tonight, and it's going to be fun. We got a great question. And however your day went, folks, leave it behind. Leave the political discussions, the quarrels with coworkers, family, whatever. Just get home and turn on the radio and hang out with us here at Nightlight. Conrad is riding shotgun once again. Conrad,
yes.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right.
Did you? I have to say, this cracked me up. Mike Strelo reached out today, and apparently he was listening last night to our interview with Dr. Kristen Lierley, and she went off on, you know, she mentioned at this OBGYN conference she went to, somehow that turned into a conversation about various forms of lubricant.
Yes.
The only one that she didn't mention, I think, was WD-40. So Mike... apparently, I didn't know where she was going with that. I thought it was like this medical conference. And I said, you know, are these lubes you have to use in the birthing process or something? And she said, no, they're for sex. And I said something to you, like, are you writing this down? Or are you blushing or something? And Mike thought that was very funny. So he actually went out of his way to share that, which I thought was really cool. I know Mike listens sometimes when he's on his way home. So thank you, Mr. Strelo. If you are listening... tip of my hat, my friend. That's good. We can use that as a promo, Con.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's pull that. And I told Mike today too, that he has a picture before he came on the show a few weeks ago. I saw, we had just become Facebook friends. I saw that he had a light blue tux on at a wedding, and I had a picture of myself in a light blue tux from prom, which I couldn't find before he came on the show. Well, I found the photo and I look handsome as all get out. With puffy hair and a light blue tux and white shoes. I literally look like Cousin Eddie in this picture if he were to dress up. And so the next time we have Mike on, we can compare photos. I think that'll be really fun. So drive safely, Mike, if you're listening. Lots of fun last night, too. Kurt Krause, I want to do this because I forgot to share this photo with you before Steve Segrin came on the show. And Steve was not on for very long. I should have probably... blocked another segment for Steve because he's so fun to talk to. But Kurt shared this photo. Kurt Krause is a local actor and filmmaker here in Northeast Wisconsin. I think technically he lives in Sturgeon Bay, which is probably Northeast Wisconsin. And he reached out many years ago, and he said, hey, I was an extra on The Godfather of Green Bay, a film I made about 20 years ago, shot primarily in Marinette and a little bit in Vegas and L.A., and Kurt was an extra. He's only 18 years old, but he got a picture from the set, and he shared that last night. I had never seen this, but Steve Segrin played the bartender Ralphie in the film, and Kurt was an extra, so he had this photo taken. Conrad, let's put that on the stream. So we've got... all right, if you're watching on the stream, there's a photo of Kurt, 18-year-old Kurt, giving the thumbs up. Eric, Milwaukee's own Eric Price, brilliant comedian. Steve Segrin in the front and center, kind of crouching down. Looks like he's twerking. Another brilliant comedian. Tom Lennon is right behind Steve from Reno 911, who played D.U.G. in The Godfather of Green Bay. And then Dennis Lavelle, who played Harvey Skorick, which is the whole reason myself and Lance Barber's characters were road tripping to Wisconsin was because the talent booker for The Tonight Show, Harvey Skorick, is from there, and he goes back every year to deer hunt and hangs out at this little bar where they do comedy. So that was kind of the whole gist of the movie. Joe and Kenny, our character names, me and Lance, drove all the way to this fictional town in Wisconsin to get seen by the talent booker for The Tonight Show. So there you go. That's Harvey Skorick, Dennis Lavelle, D.U.G., played by Tom Lennon, Steve Seeger and Ralphie the bartender. Eric Price played a character called Rat Boy, and he was hilarious. And then Kurt as an extra. And what a fun thing for Kurt as an 18-year-old extra to get a picture with these guys, and especially at that point, Tom Reno, because Reno 911 was all the rage for Tom Lennon, who played Lieutenant Jim Dangle. Do we still have the new boot goofing clip somewhere?
I'll have to find it.
God, that's a funny clip. Thank you, Kurt, for sharing that. I'm sorry we didn't get that up last night. But frankly, we didn't have Steve for that long, so we probably wouldn't have been able to show it last night. But thank you for sending the photo and listening, as always. It's great to have all of you here. We have got a lot of show, as I mentioned. Pardon me. Very, very funny comedian Rob Brackenridge will be here tonight, Appleton-based. And Rob was concerned about weather, so I don't think he's coming in. We'll get Rob on the stream online. He'll be just as funny, I guarantee it, and just as engaging. He's always fun to have on the show. And then, pardon me, and then our pal Norm Kopeski, owner, one of the owners of Appleton Cigar, who is a proud sponsor of this show, and it's great to have their support as well. Norm will be here in the second part of the show talking about a great event coming up June 2nd called Smoke on the Fox. And Norm's a great guest. He last time he brought cigars with him, and he did a breakdown and showed us what cigar was what and what drink goes with this cigar. And it was really insightful because I like to smoke the occasional cigar, not certainly to the extent Norm does. I'm not particularly knowledgeable about cigars, but they are fun to talk about and even more fun to smoke in the right setting. Did you, you got a cigar last time, right?
I did.
Yeah. And there's no pressure on Norm to bring cigars, but I'm just saying if he, you know, he showed up and tripped on his way into the studio and a couple fell out of his pocket, we'd give him a good home. That's all I'm saying. But it'll be fun to have Norm in the studio tonight. And Smoke on the Fox sounds like, this is only the second one. They started it last year, and it sounds like just an absolutely phenomenal event. So we'll discuss all of that with Norm at 7:35, Rob Brackenridge at 6:35. Your texts throughout the show, ladies and gentlemen, are always fun. And before we get to some sad news, let's jump into our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Oh, yeah. Big, big chapter in the Mission Impossible franchise opening this weekend. It's the 8th. And it begs, you know, I just started thinking, what is your favorite sequel? That's tonight's question. There's so many good ones. And there's some that never should have happened. But a great sequel, you can't beat it. Because it just makes you hungry for more. And it's interesting because Mission Impossible started out like, I thought the first film was fine. I didn't think it was great. The second one, I honestly thought was garbage. Did not like it, even though Robert Town wrote it. Legendary Hollywood screenwriter. But after that, Mission Impossible 3, maybe one of my favorite action movies of all time. It just started. J.J. Abrams directed it, and it just went. And it did not stop. Great movie. So that is tonight's question of the night. What is your favorite sequel? And I've been trying to get through some of the Mission Impossibles before the Final Reckoning opens this weekend. It's going to be a big opening. But there's so many great ones. Godfather 2, considered by some maybe the best movie of all time. And better than Godfather 1. And I've never been able to put a sequel ahead of, like, the original. Because typically the original is a film I liked so much. Like Batman Begins. Loved it. I love that they did Batman right and made him a dark character who kicks ass and wasn't, you know, like George Clooney wore the nipple suit and Michael Keaton. And they're good actors, but they were just bad movies. They could not hold a candle to Christopher Nolan's Batman films. And a lot of people think The Dark Knight is better than Batman Begins. So I'm sure we'll get some votes for that. Toy Story 2, a lot of people think that's better than the original. I like the original personally, but I love that one too. Fury Road, Mad Max. Great movie. Empire Strikes Back, widely considered the best Star Wars movie. Top Gun Maverick, all kinds of stuff. So what do you think, folks? That's our question of the night. Let me know. It's always more fun when you guys participate. You can reach us on the app, on the stream, if you're watching at YouTube or X or what else, Conrad?
Facebook.
Yeah, you can watch on Facebook.
WISS, WGBW, yeah. Or Nightlight with Beach Wobble.
And watch all kinds of things on Facebook.
And you can like it, too.
You can give us a click. You can give us a like or a follow or the old heave-ho, whatever. It's always nice to get likes and follows, and we love when you guys participate in the show. So find us on the app, send us a text, or text us on your phone, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, on this Tuesday night, May 20th. That is our question of the night. Can't wait to read your responses. I will say mine, Conrad, I want to say is probably, I might have to go Fury Road, because I like a lot of sequels, but not enough to say maybe better than the original. But Terminator 2 is a good one. I don't know. What do you think?
Joe Dirt 2.
Oh, nicely done. Talk about the most irrelevant sequel ever.
I'm completely kidding.
And you had the guts to say it.
I'm completely kidding.
Do you have a favorite sequel?
I do. It's Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
Oh, yeah.
Because that one's, I believe, is better. And I will also say Attack of the Clones is better. Clone Wars.
Wait, is that the
So the Phantom Menace, in my opinion, yeah, Star Wars, is not a great movie.
That was the first one in the second trilogy, right?
Yes, okay. Yes. I think the second one blows Phantom Menace out of the water.
Agreed.
And we're not talking about the original trilogy, because the original trilogy is a masterpiece, all three of them.
And it was new. It's hard to compare it, yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed. It's interesting because Empire Strikes Back was fantastic, I remember, but the third one was like kind of... Fuzzy and weird at the end. I didn't dislike it. It was just a different vibe, you know?
I'll never be able to experience that without the movies that are like the 1, 2, and 3 that came out. Like, right. I'll never be able to experience just those three.
Right.
Because I wasn't born then. But I believe that, you know, at the end of it, Anakin came back to his ways as, you know, as himself, not as he was Darth Vader, went back to Anakin at the end of 6.
Yeah. That was kind of cool, too.
And then you get to see his ghost at the end of it, which is Anakin, not Darth Vader.
Yeah. You've got Rockies, too, to choose from. Marvel, there's some sequels in there. I know Captain America had a sequel. And let us know, folks. What is your favorite sequel? That's what we're talking about tonight. And this is all just a prelude to one of the biggest openings of the summer, if not the biggest, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, which opens Friday officially, probably Thursday night in some places. But I've been kind of watching over the course of this week or the last two or three nights, Dead Reckoning, and it's good. So I'm pretty excited.
You know, I thought you were talking about Friendship for the biggest opening.
Friendship, right. No, that opened at like 3 theaters, but I want to see that. I'm very excited to see that.
It comes out Thursday, but...
Okay.
In the theater in a Schwabenon, it's 4:00 and 6:45. I'm like, well, I can't do that. Yeah.
Well, it's an hour and a half. You could maybe make it.
Yes. It's, yeah, I'll be really close. on time here. But.
Exactly. I'll be sweating bullets here. we've got a little bit of bad news about a man who brought us a lot of laughs over the years. We'll talk about that next and read your texts. And then we'll talk to Rob Breckenridge at 6:35 about some comedy, cigars in the second hour. We've got it all, folks. Laughter and cigars. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it breaks my heart from when it did not fall. I wanna cry, cry, cry alone. When you're feeling blue, I'm waiting just for you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Appleton Cigar Company on College Avenue has been serving the community for over 25 years. If you are a cigar aficionado looking for a one-of-a-kind experience, you need to check out Appleton Cigar, which boasts the largest selection of cigars north of Milwaukee with over 706 cigars to choose from in a walk-in humidor. The Cigar Lounge offers an impressive variety of spirits and cocktails that pair perfectly with a premium cigar. For the full experience, come to Appleton Cigar at 415 College Ave, Monday through Saturday, 11:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. For more information, go to appletoncigar.com.
Just because Nurse Appreciation Week is over doesn't mean we need to stop appreciating them. Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And if you're a nurse in the Appleton area, then get yourself a free lunch. Tuesday, May 27th from 11:15 to 1 p.m. at PRN Healthcare, you and any other RN or LPN are welcome to enjoy a free lunch on them. There is a form you have to fill out first, so head to wgbw.fm and click events to do so.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Because when you travel in Wisconsin, you see what our beautiful state has to offer. And now, more than ever, you see the importance of the travel and tourism industry and the impact it has on our community's small businesses, infrastructure, and economy. Destination marketing organizations statewide are working diligently to generate the economic benefits tourism has to offer and ensure that tourism in Wisconsin recovers better than ever. Their work to drive visitation, book meetings and conventions, and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover Wisconsin, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. And you can do your part just by exploring Wisconsin yourselves or supporting your local destination marketing organization directly. To learn more about what Wisconsin's destination marketing organizations are doing, visit destinationswisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org, a message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. You got the Civic Media Radio Network here, folks, for your drive home or your gathering around the radio or working out. Listen to the app, whatever you're doing. Great to have you with us on this cold, rainy day. We've got to lighten things up, folks. We got to light it up tonight. That's what we're going to do. Rob Breckenridge is here at 6:35, Appleton-based comedian, one of our favorites. He'll be along at 6:35. And then Norm Kopeski, one of the owners of Appleton Cigar, will be here in studio, I believe. Right, Conrad? We're going to see Norm in person?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. All right. That's the best way to Norm. And that's a great segue because we, not to bring it down because Norm's visit here will be really fun, but George Wendt passed away, I believe, today at the age of, or last night, at the age of 76. He was, he played Norm on Cheers. And he had some other credits, too, including Fletch. He was in a movie called My Bodyguard. And he was he'll be missed. At 76, and just by all accounts, I met him once in the grocery store, and I introduced myself because we had mutual friends, and I thought that would endear me to him, and it ended up being a very awkward exchange. And I regretted introducing myself, but he was very nice and a very humble guy. By all accounts, he, you know, even when he talks about his role as Norm on Cheers, he says 1,000 other guys could have played Norm. They couldn't have because the writing was so good. He says, Norm is just me with better writing. There were hundreds, if not thousands, of actors who could have delivered on the absolute gems that I was handed on a silver platter every Wednesday morning when they would record Cheers. So he had a great run on Cheers and a very humble guy. Also refers to himself as the worst improver ever, which is crazy because he got most of his training at Second City in Chicago. I think he was a Chicagoan. I know he trained there. He says, I sucked, basically. And he told this to the AV Club in 2009. He says, sucked out loud, I think was the quote. He said, for somebody who made his living at improvising for 6 years, I'm probably the worst improviser of all time. So, you know, very grateful for the breaks he got, but also downplaying his talent as well, because he was very funny at Norm, as Norm on Cheers. So George Wendt will be missed. And I don't think he worked much recently or in the last few years, but great credits in addition to Cheers too. He's very funny in Fletch. And this was kind of a cool thing. When my kids were growing up in Los Angeles, we lived in an area called Valley Village, which was right next to Studio City. And that's where George Wendt lived. And he was on, we had very good friends who also lived in Studio City. And Studio City did Halloween right. They had great decorations and people went all out. Jimmy Kimmel went up and down the block interviewing people for his special in that neighborhood. And I remember George Wendt's house was on our trick-or-treating route, and he was always really cool to all the trick-or-treaters, whether it was him or his family who answered the door. Just seemed like really, really cool people and a really good dude. So he will be missed. And we have, here's our tribute to Norm, too. We have one of my favorite lines when he walked into Cheers. It was close because there was another one where he walks in and Sam says, what's up, Norm? And he says, my nipples, it's freezing out there. But this is probably my all-time favorite. Conrad, if you please.
Afternoon, everybody.
Norman?
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
Well, it's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
Oh, man. That's classic. Great stuff. George Wendt, gone at 76, unfortunately. So, all right, now we're going to pivot here because our question of the night is, what is your favorite sequel? And we've got some great responses on social media. Our pal Rich Tallarico, we could have Rich back on the show.
Oh, yeah.
He wrote the
Substitute teacher
sketch for Key and Peele. Very funny guy and a great guest on this show. He's always fun. Rich said T2, Terminator 2. So hard to argue with that one. A lot of people, I think, would agree. But again, I like the first one was so different and gritty. The second one was a lot slicker. It was a better movie, no question. But I like the first one, too. Kurt on social media says Empire Strikes Back. Thought we'd see a few of those. Jody from social media says The Accountant 2. Wow. A new one. Thank you, Jody. Nick Wallander, our pal from Comedy City in De Pere, says The Last Jedi. That's three, right? Well, seven, really.
No, six.
Because I don't know why they did that the way they did that.
It's eight.
What?
Well, yeah.
No, The Last Jedi is the one with the Ewoks, right? Because the first one is four. Empire is five. And Last Jedi, I think, is six. But that is when they won the whole thing. That was cool, too.
So The Last Jedi came out in 2017.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, that's Kylo Ren.
Yes.
Adam Driver.
Yeah, that was a great one.
It was actually, I enjoyed the movie.
What's the one I'm thinking of? The third, like the sixth installment was like.
Why can't I think of the name?
We'll figure it out. Thank you, Nick. Mike Destel says, it hasn't been made yet, but when The Godfather of Green Bay 2 comes out, that'll be it. You're damn right it will, Mike.
Write me a check,
buddy. Yeah, Conrad can play the lead. Mike writes the check. We'll get this thing done. Appreciate Mike's always got nice words about The Godfather of Green Bay.
So
it's
the Return of the Jedi. I don't know why I couldn't think of that.
All right, going to the text line, Sherry from Horicon says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. Good evening, Sherry. Awesome to see you here, as always. Oh, here's another one from social media. Monica Hale says, Magnum Force, the sequel to Dirty Harry. That's a great pull. Thank you, Monica. Chris Casper, our civic media pal, listening in Madison on the 608, says, Terminator 2. Another one for Terminator 2. Ed from Madison, 608, says, Godfather Part 2. Phenomenal. Liz from Sockville says, I agree with The Empire Strikes Back. Don't you love when the listeners agree?
Oh, yeah.
Bond. we got to do a cruise. Let's do a nightlight cruise. We'll get out on the open sea. Everyone can meet each other. Conrad clammed up really quick there.
Oh, yeah.
Also from the 608. Just get your sea legs under you. You'll be fine. Terminator 2, another one from the 608 for Terminator 2. Brian from Milwaukee says, Star Trek 2, The Wrath of Khan, Star Trek 6, Undiscovered Country, and Star Trek First Contact with the Borg are all my favorite sequels within the Star Wars movie franchise. Keep those texts coming, folks. We're coming right back with Rob Rackenridge on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A shelter-in-place order was issued at UW-Platteville last night. Savannah Tome Olson has that story.
Officers responded to Wilgus Hall after a 911 call before 4 p.m. UW-Platteville Police Chief Joseph Hallman said officials determined it was not an active ongoing threat. While first responders were on scene, law enforcement activated safety protocols and alerted people on campus to shelter in place. Officials determined it was an isolated incident and there was no threat on campus. Hallman said the shelter-in-place alert was clear just after 5 p.m. University officials announced they were canceling all final exams for the UW-Platteville and UW-Baraboo campuses. They said they were setting up accommodations for any residents of Wilgus Hall. They added counseling services would be available for students. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
UW officials released late last night that 22-year-old students Kelsey Martin of Beloit and Haley Helms of Baraboo had died in the incident they described as an isolated event between two individuals. If you're hitting the roads this weekend, you best buckle up. One of the busiest travel holidays of the year approaches, and the Wisconsin State Patrol is taking the opportunity to remind people to buckle up in the car. The Click It or Ticket Seatbelt Safety Campaign runs through Memorial Day weekend and into June. State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan said wearing a seatbelt is the most effective way to reduce injuries and save lives during a crash. A survey from 2024 shows that 89% of Wisconsin motorists buckle up, but that's down from 92% in 2023. From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Mission Impossible opens in just 3 days and already has pulled in $12 million prior to its domestic release. Tom Cruise is on a press tour receiving standing ovations, and the latest is in New York, where Cruise addressed the crowd at the premiere. Cruise said it was director Christopher McQuarrie's idea 7 years ago to shoot Dead Reckoning Part 1 and the current Final Reckoning at the same time. He told the crowd it was an honor and a privilege to be part of the franchise. The film had its worldwide premiere at Cannes last week and also received a 5-minute standing ovation. It opens this Friday, May 23rd. More news out of the Cannes Film Festival, where fans of Wes Anderson will be thrilled to learn that he received almost an 8-minute standing ovation after the premiere of his film, The Phoenician Scheme. The film has an impressive ensemble cast, which includes Wisconsinite Willem Dafoe and Benicio del Toro in the lead. It's reviewing well and opens June 6th in the U.S. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, areas of rain, and lows falling down to the low 40s. For tomorrow, more clouds, showers gradually diminishing but staying breezy, high mid-50s. Sunshine returns for Thursday and Friday, and warmer, highs low 60s. It's 46 right now.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch the Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Did you know that the point of the Doge layoffs was literally to cause federal employees trauma? The truth comes out. We discuss next at 4 o'clock.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Welcome back. Boy, that'll get, that's a song that'll get you fired up, huh?
It is, you know.
Great tune.
Makes me want to go outside, but.
Makes me want to lift weights and embarrass myself at the gym. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba, folks. I am Peach Wabba, Conrad Krieger, the kid riding shotgun. Lots going on tonight. Norm Kopesky from Appleton Cigar will be here in the second hour. At 7:35, talking about Smoke on the Fox, a great event that happens June 2nd. We'll do a deep dive with Norm then when he is in the studio. And right now, it is my honor and privilege. I cannot say enough about this next gentleman. He truly inspires me on a daily basis just to live a good life. And he's a very funny man based out of Appleton, Wisconsin. He's traveled the world over bringing laughs across the globe. His name is Rob Breckenridge. Hey, buddy.
Hey, I'm sideways on this thing.
You see I like me? It, yeah.
Like I'm Spider-Man. Or Batman. You know how Batman
now you're
and
upside down. Oh, man, that's awesome. I think you got a new TikTok there, buddy. That's fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I miss having you here, though. I'm not going to lie, Rob. It's more fun when you're in the saddle here. But a little Rob over the stream is better than no Rob at all. It's great to have you on the show.
Even a sideways Rob is better than right. better than no one.
Exactly. So, hey, did you hear about George Wendt today?
Yeah, and that's I'm very sad about that. But I used to have a joke about him.
Oh, please, share.
Okay, it's the answer to why is this bar stool soggy?
I don't know.
George Wendt. it's dumb.
His last name is a past tense verb. I was just telling how I don't know if you do this like when you were in LA or even in Wisconsin when you see a celebrity, like, do you introduce yourself or do you kind of let the moment pass you by?
I would feel kind of embarrassed because if they don't know me, you know, if you say, you see someone that you recognize and you say your own name, I don't know. I don't do that.
Yeah. I approached George Wendt in a grocery store because we had a couple of mutual friends and I don't know what, the second I opened my mouth, I'm like, why are you doing this? It was one of those moments where I wanted to go, well, I'm a writer and you don't know who I am and whatever. And I just kind of felt like I slinked away. I was like, you're an idiot, Schwabba.
I had that exact same experience except with Dustin Hoffman at a Gelson's in Pacific Palisades. You know, the Gelson's in Pacific Palisades. Well, all the celebrities are always at that.
Yeah.
I was looking through the pâté, and there he was. Dustin Hoffman came up, and I looked over at him, and I recognized him, and he saw that I recognized him, and I couldn't think of anything to say, so I just said, I hear the duck liver's good. and he looked at me like I had just said something bad about his mom. He just looked at me like, is that all you could come up with? And he just walked off. He didn't buy any pâté or anything.
Oh, I think that's hilarious. Could he tell you were trying to be funny?
No, I wasn't trying to be funny. I was just
the duck liver's
engaged.
Good.
It was right when I first moved to LA, so I was just trying to engage conversation with another citizen. Yeah. But he obviously, it was just the most, and still to this day, I go, whenever I think about that. Oh, why did I say duck liver? Why duck liver?
Oh my God, I think that's funny.
I'll never live it down.
And that's one of those things too, that it stays with you for a while. You know, our idiocy when we do things like that. Every once in a while, I'll think of something that I said throughout the course of my life, whether it's to a celebrity or not, and I just kind of roll over in bed kind of angry. Like, how could I have been like that? You know?
Yep. That's my Hoffman thing is the thing I'll never live down. And I never go up to celebrities anymore now. If I see them, I run the other way. I'm so embarrassed about the duck liver incident.
I don't, my wife, we lived by the Gelsons in Valley Village, and right, literally like, I don't know, four doors down. And so you saw a lot of celebrities everywhere out there. But, you know, at the grocery store, it seemed like the place to see them. And my wife was a huge fan of Laurie Metcalf, as am I, the actor who played Roseanne's sister. I can't think of her name right now on the Roseanne show, but she's so funny. And that was when we first got there. That was one of our first celebrity sightings, just at the grocery store. My wife didn't know what to do, and she's just smiling at her. She said at first she smiled back, and then she got a look on her face and just walked away because my wife wouldn't stop smiling. I mean, it was like there's no way to act. You just have to not do anything, I think.
Yeah. There's no real way to do it. I thought Ricardo Montalban was the first guy I ever saw when I first moved to Hollywood at El Compadre. Did you ever eat at El Compadre?
Oh yeah, I love El Compadre.
Yeah. And I was walking out of there, or he was walking out of there, and I was like, "Oh, Ricardo Montalban. I made it." And then I ate there, and it's the best place.
It's great.
Ever.
Great margaritas too. I don't know if you watch the show Bosch, but they make a habit of going to those old great classic LA, like, you know, Musso and Frank's or El Compadre or whatever. There's great scenes. Here's a funny one I had, Rob, and I know we're totally off on tangents here. I swear we'll talk about your career in just a minute.
don't want to talk about nothing. Come on.
My son and I were eating in a McDonald's right off the 101 freeway in the Valley. And this guy sprints past our table. It's Lorenzo Lamas running like it's an emergency into the bathroom. So he obviously, he didn't order because we saw him enter the McDonald's, sprint past our table, go right into the bathroom, and then walk out cool as a cucumber about 10 minutes later. So he was obviously like on his motorcycle or something and just, you know, nature called. And man, he was cutting it close.
Yeah, we've been there. That'd be the worst thing about being a celebrity is like if you have diarrhea, everyone knows, and then they talk about it on a radio show later on.
All right. So my guest is Rob Brackenridge, Appleton-based comedian, very funny guy. If you haven't seen him, well, you probably have, but if you haven't, go to his, you got a website, right, Rob?
Yep, robbrackenridge.com. I don't know how I came up with that one. It was just...
Well done. Your name came up last night. Steve Segrin was on the show, and I talked about the guests we were having on the next day. And as I was talking to Steve, I realized your accent, you do a great Wisconsin accent, and you do it in your act, and it's a big hit. You also have a hint of Illinois in there. Has anyone ever told you that?
No. Well, actually, that's not true, because when I'm in Europe, people say that I sound like I'm from Chicago.
Yeah.
So maybe it is kind of I think it's similar. I mean, it's very hard R's, right?
Well, I know it like with the long or the like in Wisconsin you'd say big, in Illinois you say bag. It'd be like a long, like, could you say break and ridge? It's not that part of when you say your name. It sounds very Chicago to me.
Yeah, my first name Rob. I can't really say it any other way. When I was in Canada, I said, my name's Rob. And they say, is that Rab? Is that short for Rabbi? Are you?
Yeah, I'm here to do a bris.
But I don't hear, it's Rob. It's R-O-A-B. If I said it like everyone else, it would be R-O-A-B, Rob. Right? Isn't that way? But I say Rab.
Rab. Like,
I hate my name. So
I like it, man. It's very memorable, and it worked out well for you because there was, you know, that's the perfect website. So you should be lucky.
Yes. And I can use my accent for birth control. So that's very, very convenient.
But there could be girls that love that accent. You don't know that.
Oh, they hate it. Believe me, or maybe it's just me. I don't know. I always put it down to the accent, but you know,
do you ever have that moment where it's like, you know, you're a handsome guy, like maybe you approach somebody and then they're like kind of into you till they hear your accent? Is it like that kind of thing?
Yeah, I keep my mouth, I get up more often.
Just smile and nod and be the strong silent type, and maybe you'll be closing more deals. I don't know. You have this is great. I love this. You said you speaking of dialects, you call how do you say this? Wisconic?
Is that Wisconic?
Wisconic.
Well, it's like Ebonics.
Yeah,
but
Right. How are those similar though? Just because we all talk kind of like that, or?
Well, Ebonics is English, but it's been kind of changed to suit the way that people have learned to talk. So Ebonics is very hard to understand to people that don't speak Ebonics. Wisconics is the same way. It's just like Wisconsiners go, "Hey, you going out there?" No, you know, and no one would know what that means. Yeah, I was out in the boat. You know what? My nephews, the both of them side by each. Now who can make sense out of that? Unless you speak Wisconics.
I feel like I may have told you this before, but I have friends that watched The Making of a Murderer, the Manitowoc documentary, and they, you know, that's English, but some of the characters, their Wisconics were so strong, they had to turn on the subtitles. I thought that was hilarious.
I've heard that from my friends too, but that's a very strong, those guys in Manitowoc have even stronger than I do, you know?
Right. I don't think yours is really pronounced until you kind of go in and do characters, though. Do you?
I suppose not. I mean, yeah, I do. I totally make it a character when I go on stage and stuff, you know, when I talk like that. But it's actually, that character is my fishing buddy, Todd. His name is Todd Stammer, and he still lives here in Appleton for crazy. He's like, he always talks like maybe he was kicked in the throat a long time ago, you know? He's like, "Oh, yeah, Rob, we're going to go out by Poygan. They're really jumping in the boat out there, you know?"
That's great.
Like the face stuff of him.
So you have, you got this great, you know, TikTok. You're very big on TikTok, and you made one last time you were here, and it was really cool. And I was kind of in awe of it because I've never even attempted to do that, but they look really slick, you know, when you get them done and you got the words on there and it's moving. Has that really helped you as a comedian? I mean, social media, you have to be on it. It's very helpful, but TikTok in particular, has that brought you more audience?
I think it has, because now when I go, I've only been doing it for a year now on TikTok.
Wow.
And I go to shows, people say, "Oh, I saw that, you know, I saw one of your TikTok," or now I've been doing a lot with my mom, you know?
Yeah.
And they say, "Where's your mom? You know, bring your mom." Everyone loves my mom now. So I'll have to get her own TikTok. And then I can be a guest on hers.
You think she'll have you on?
She probably not. She'll be, you know.
She'll say, "Send me a tape," like a club owner or something. All right, Rob Brackenridge is here. Rob, when we come back, I'm going to ask you our question of the night. It's about favorite sequels, and then I'm going to ask Rob about his influences, and then we have a little fun quiz I think we can play with Rob, too, called Guess the Catchphrase, the comic catchphrase, and we'll see how he does with that. But it's great to have Rob here. We're coming right back. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Love me, take it into town.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night.
This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW9 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW9, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Tattoo Addiction is here, now in the Fox River Mall. They are the only walk-in tattoo shop open all day, every day, like no other. Check out their $40 small tattoo special, perfect for your first ink or a fresh addition. And that's not all. Their piercing game is strong. From nose to navel, they've got top-quality jewelry and expert piercers ready to hook you up. While your family shops, get the treatment you deserve. Come meet their experts today inside Fox River Mall. Tattoo Addiction. Walk in, get ink, stand out.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit wiinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Since 2005, the state of Indiana allowed voting-eligible students to use their student IDs to vote. April 16th, Governor Mike Braun signed SB 10, which included banning the use of student photo IDs for voting without any evidence of misuse. That law is headed to court. The bill's sponsor said in a January statement, "There has been a growing concern about election security in recent years, and it is our role to ensure our voter identification process is secure and accurate." There are over 436,000 college students in Indiana and additional voting-eligible high school students. In Bloomington, home to Indiana University, two-thirds of student voters use their student ID to vote. The Conservative Heritage Foundation's own voter fraud website shows only 59 voter fraud convictions of any kind since 2003, none of which appear to be student voters, though ironically one conviction was a former Indiana Secretary of State. The Indianapolis Capital Chronicle reports that Count Us In and Women for Change Indiana brought suit in U.S. District Court, calling the law a, quote, surgical attack on young voters and charging the law violates both First Amendment and 14th Amendment rights by creating a burden without justification. We have links to the suit and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal. Find us on Blue Sky at Democracy Minute.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Welcome back to Nightlights. My name is Pete Schwabe, riding shotgun as usual, always, usually always. Is Conrad Krieger. Norm Kapesky will be here at 7:35 talking about Smoke on the Fox, a great event co-hosted by Appleton Cigar. They are a sponsor of this show. It'll be good to talk to Norm. And right now we have, our question of the night is, what is your favorite sequel? So let us know. We've been crushing the questions. We need to hire an assistant, Conrad, to go through the text because we can't keep up with them. It's just so awesome when people participate in the show like this. So we'll read your texts. We'll keep up with them. But what is your favorite sequel? Right now, our pal Rob Brackenridge is joining us via stream, and he got things figured out. Rob, you're upright.
Look at that.
Look at that. Do you feel better? Was all the blood rushing to your head the way you were before?
Oh, my God. I know. All the, yeah. I have to clear out.
There you go. Rob is an Appleton-based comedian, and what shows do you have coming up, buddy? Where can people see you?
Next Saturday, actually this week I got open, so I will be appearing at my home.
If people
want to buy, you know.
We'll be over.
But then Saturday, where am I? Oh, Eagle River. Eagle River.
Nice.
Yeah, I made the big time, huh?
Like when we were starting out, we always dreamed of one day playing River. I made it, man. The Chanticleer Inn, too.
Wait, what's it called?
The Chanticleer Inn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I work a lot of places where I have no idea.
But
like weeks ago, I was at a parish. Where was that? In Surrey. Wow. In Surrey, Wisconsin. And I was at a parish. I thought, oh, this is going to be a terrible, terrible gig. It was fantastic.
Nice.
It was great.
You've got to do this football gig for me that I do every year. I'm hoping you can do it next year. It's a charity event that just raises money for youth sports, and a lot of comics from Wisconsin, sometimes Chicago, or even 1 year LA. It's a really fun event. I would love for you to do it.
I'd love to. Yeah.
All right. Done deal.
Yeah. When is it?
I don't know.
Oh, good.
But it's $100 in your pocket, Rob, for 2 hours of material. No, I'm
some scratch right there.
I can't afford to pay Eagle River money, but Eagle River's a great town, though. Those gigs can be very fun, though, right?
Yes, I love doing these. You know, just I love not getting on an airplane for one thing. Yeah. You know,
I'm
sick of that, but it's just nice to jump in your car, drive a couple of hours, and then have a bunch of people who already know who you are. You know, that's the best part about doing these gigs. You know, they already know a couple of my, you know, catchphrases, my Erno stuff. They go, oh, there's the old guy. I love it.
Do you sell, do you have swag at your shows? Like, do you have an Erno t-shirt or something?
I do.
Oh, nice.
I'm a whore. Yes. I sell it says use guys speak Wisconics Erno. And then it's got a picture of Wisconsin. I don't have one here.
If you bring one next time you come to the studio, bring one. I'll pay. How much are they?
I'd sell them for $30 now, which I feel terrible about, but people pay it, so I'll take it.
Whoa. On second thought, you know, my wardrobe is pretty good right now. I'm styling, so I,
you know, I'll bring you next time I do it, though. I'll bring one for Conrad and one for you.
We'll split.
So that means a triple X, and I'm kidding, Conrad. I kid because I love.
Oh, you're talking about me, Conrad's. This guy's got some muscle on him, man. Whatever you bring, he'll fit into it, even if it's a small.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
No, it looks better though if you're small and you're like busting out of it. That's fantastic.
Yeah, like a sausage casing on him.
Exactly. All right, you got another gig coming up too, Rob, at a place called the Open Bar.
Oh, that's like open mic or dry bar. You know how they have? I have a dry bar.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's a guy, Ron Feingold, out of Florida that now does open bar. You know Ron?
Yes,
he's
do.
A comedian, magician. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Okay, so I took the train from Chicago to Grand Forks, North Dakota. I was tired of driving. This is in the 90s. I'm doing stand-up. And Ron was the opening act. I was the headliner, not nearly ready to headline yet, but they paid me, so I did it. I get off at the train station. Ron is there to pick me up and drive me to Minot, North Dakota, 4 hours.
Magic City?
Is it?
Yeah. Well, that's what they call it, because I think it's a miracle anyone can survive the winter there. But, yeah.
Well, I remember a billboard that said, why not Minot? And I'm like, that's the best they could do. But, So within 5 minutes of meeting Ron, I didn't know him. He told me about an awful breakup he had, and the circumstances were terrible, something you'd never want to know about your significant other. And I'm like, this is 5 minutes into the drive. I think he was tearing up. I'm like, oh, dear God, why didn't I just take my own car? But, you know, we worked together all week, and he was a great guy. You know, he's a really good guy.
Yeah, he is. So, very good. That's the way it always was on the road, though. You'd get into the car with the guy you don't even know, and all of a sudden you're letting out your innermost thoughts and stuff. Because back then we couldn't afford a psychiatrist or anything, so the guy that you're working with had to fulfill all those needs.
They had to put up with your nonsense. So you got tell people where they can see the Dry Bar special. Just Google Dry Bar Rob Brackenridge. That's a big deal, buddy.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I taped it like 4 years ago, and it's been getting a lot of views. And that's how I get a lot of my work, believe it or not. That's people see my dry bar special, and I get a lot of corporate gigs that way.
Yeah.
So
And they're you have to be clean, right?
Yes, extremely clean. They send you a form that you have to like follow all the rules on it, and you can't say, I mean, you can't say damn, you can't say. I had to, you know, word by word. I had to literally go word by word and just figure out which words I could say. And I'm amazed that it turned out as good as it did because I was really conscious about what I was saying.
All right, let's pick up there after we got to do the news here. Intermission coming up, and then we're going to do a comedy quiz for Rob. That'll be fun. So don't go anywhere, folks. We're having fun here at Nightlight. It is Tuesday. We are partying down, as they say. This is Pete Schwabe. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump revealing his plans for a Golden Dome missile defense system to surround the U.S. to defend against most missiles. It would be ground and space-based.
This is very important for the success and even survival of our country. It's a pretty evil world out there.
The Congressional Budget Office says it'll cost $542 billion over 20 years. Trump says it'll be done in 3 years. And Mr. Trump visiting Capitol Hill today, trying to get Republican holdouts on board to pass what he calls his big, beautiful bill of tax cuts and spending priorities. A maintenance worker at a New Orleans jail arrested in connection with the breakout there last week. Six of the 10 inmates who got out are still on the loose. At the sex trafficking and racketeering trial of Sean Diddy Combs, a mother of star witness Cassie Ventura taking the stand today, telling the jury that her daughter told her she was effectively being blackmailed. Combs has pleaded not guilty. This is ABC News.